You're listening to the Tracks to Relax Sleep Meditation Podcast. Listen without ads or promotions with Tracks to Relax Premium. Join today and get instant access at TracksToRelax.com. Now, let's get started with today's free episode, brought to you by...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Tracks to Relax, the most relaxing way to end your day. This guided meditation is designed to help you fall asleep. Therefore, never listen to this guided meditation while driving or doing anything that requires your attention. So when you're ready to begin to relax and drift off into a wonderful sleep, make sure you're in a comfortable position, in a place where you can enjoy a good sleep. Close your eyes if you haven't already. As you take a nice deep breath in, that's right, and as you exhale, imagine that all of your muscles begin to relax just a little bit more as you sink down into the surface that's supporting your body. And in a moment, I'm going to be asking you to open your eyes again. And I want you to know that when you do, you don't have to focus on anything in particular that you can see. If you wish, you don't have to focus at all. You can just open those eyes and become aware that you've done so. And that is enough. So open your eyes now and just look straight ahead as you listen to my voice. Focus on the way your eyes feel when they are open. And in a moment, you may notice that the longer you keep them open, the more you wish to close them. And let all those muscles in your eyelids and around your eyes relax. It's true that the longer you keep your eyes open, the more effort it takes to do so. Imagine how good it will feel when you close your eyes again. and no longer have to try to keep them open. So just allow those eyes to close again now, as you take a nice deep breath in and relax even more deeply as you exhale. Pay attention to how relaxed your eyes feel now that they are closed again. Notice the lack of effort required to keep them closed, and relax more and more. It's so easy to relax when your eyes are closed and you're listening to my voice. And in a moment, it's going to be time to open your eyes one more time. And I'm wondering, when you do, if you can notice just how heavy those eyelids seem. Notice just how much they want to close again. And begin to imagine how much more relaxed your entire body will become when they close again. So open those eyes now, as you notice the droopiness of those eyelids. Perhaps you'll only get them partway open, or maybe you're one of those people who fall asleep very quickly and haven't even opened them again. Or perhaps you only imagine that you did. And I want you to know that whether you open your eyes and they're open now, or they're partly open, or still closed, you are doing everything perfectly. There is no wrong way, no wrong direction. There is only the right way for you to relax completely. So close those eyes again now, if they're open. Take another deep breath in and let go of any and all tension within you. Imagine that for now, for this moment, everything is all right, because right now there is only your thoughts, my words, and your imagination. And in a moment, I'm going to be asking you to use your imagination to visualize pretend, or simply become aware that right now you are walking along a winding path in the woods somewhere. And as you walk along, you can notice all the things there are to notice in a place like this. The sounds of the birds high up in the trees. The sound of your feet as you walk along the path and smell the fresh forest air around you. You can see the sunlight beaming through the treetops where there are gaps in the forest canopy. And as you walk along, you can take it all in and relax more and more deeply with each and every step you take. Today, you are walking to a special place within the forest. A clearing where a small house is located with a large garden that needs your attention. But for now, you can just enjoy the walk through the woods as you follow the path down an embankment and across a small bridge that spans a beautiful, clear stream. You stop in the center of the bridge to take in the beauty of the way the stream looks and sounds as you notice an abundance of wildflowers that grow along the bank in all different colors. There are red flowers, yellow flowers, blue, purple, white. They scurry along the bridge railing. They stop just a few feet from you and sit up on their hind legs. They look at you with their big eyes as if to say, "Got any food?" Then you remember that you brought a small bag of snacks with you for just such an occasion. You take out several of the snacks and place them on the railing a couple of feet away from you. You take out several of the snacks and place them on the rail in front of you. The chipmunks slowly move forward and begin eating them. You decide to be brave and hold out one of the snacks in your hand. You hold it out towards them, and the friendly animals slowly approach. You are amazed at how slowly they come towards your hand, and how gently they take the snack right out of it. Now, knowing that you're not a threat, they sit down right beside you, and holding the snack in their little hands, they take quick little bites and devour it. This is such a magical spot that you decide to stay here for a little while, listening to the stream, taking in the beauty around it, and feeding the wonderful, friendly chipmunks. After some time, you begin walking again, following the path towards your destination. You walk up and down forest hills for some time, enjoying the singing birds and the smells of the forest air, until you come to a large clearing. In the middle of the clearing sits a small cottage with a thatch roof and a chimney. The front door of the cottage is made out of oak, and as you approach it, you can see that the front mat reads, "Welcome to the Hideaway." This is your secret cottage, your hideaway. It's a place that you can visit any time you want to relax completely. And today, you're here to take care of what's yours. For out behind the cottage is a large garden that needs your attention. This is your garden, and it's been ignored for far too long. Weeds have overgrown much of the soil, weeds that are preventing this garden from growing and reaching its potential. Now it's time to get to work. So you enter the garden and begin pulling up all the weeds, making sure to pull up the entire plant, including the roots. It's hard work, but you know that once the garden has been weeded, it will be ready to grow. Ready to grow whatever it is that you want to plant there. Whatever it is that you want to harvest later down the road. So you continue to pull weed after weed, clearing it foot by foot, row by row. And you continue for some time until the entire garden has been weeded. And now, the weeding of the garden is being completed, or has been completed. Beside the house is a stack of yard bags. You get some of them and begin picking up all the weeds you have pulled from the garden, putting them in the bags. You continue to do this until the entire garden is now cleared of weeds. And now it's time to plant something that you know will grow uninhibited. Something that will flourish and reach its true potential. Beside the house is a storage container, and inside that storage container are packets of seed for just about anything that you can imagine, anything that you want to grow. You choose the seeds that you want to plant, and also grab a small tool for making all those holes you'll need to make. And now you take the time to carefully plant all the seeds you want to plant. Row after row, ready to grow. And now, with the garden weeded and the new seeds planted and ready to grow, you pick up the bucket beside the storage container and fill it with the pump near the edge of the garden. Then you walk up and down the rows where you have planted the seeds, and water each one, just enough to get them started. And once you have completed watering your garden, you decide it's time to take a rest. So you enter the cottage, remove your shoes, and lie down on the comfortable bed inside. The bed envelops your body and feels so comfortable. It's time for you to rest now. And as you lay there and close your eyes, you feel yourself sinking down into the surface of the bed that supports you. Sinking down a little bit more each time you exhale. Relaxing more and more deeply. After all that work, you deserve to relax deeply and to get the wonderful sleep you need. And you drift off quickly, knowing that your garden has been cleared and you've planted some new things that can grow and flourish there. So just continue to relax more and more as you imagine everything you have planted beginning to grow. Imagine what it will look like when it's completely grown and ready to harvest. Tomorrow is another day. Another day filled with new tasks to complete. But for now, your only task is to relax more and more deeply and sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep.